morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Back where I come from, it's good afternoon, everyone. But it's nice to see you again, see some old faces. And some new faces. I'm glad, personally, that you're having your meetings July 4th weekend. Past several years, I haven't been able to see you, not that I would have been invited anyway, but I didn't get a chance. And I was wondering if I made enemies a few years ago. But I'm glad not. And I do thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here with you. And to have the opportunity to just seek Jesus together.
Now,
that's the most important thing, and Brother Z said it last night. We have to meet Jesus. We have to let Him touch our lives and come into our hearts in a greater way. If we miss that, we miss the point of the whole meetings coming together. Where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst. And He comes to us, what do we read in Revelation? He walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks to minister to us. Jesus wants to do something for you through the power of His Holy Spirit and His Word. He wants to serve you. Just open your heart and He will. Invite Him as we've been singing. Fill me now, Lord. Fill me now. I desire You to do that. And as we desire Him, as we welcome Him, as we draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to us. And I trust that by the end of today, you'll be able to say, I know Him better than I did this morning. He's done something for me that I didn't have this morning when I came. We want to be channels of His blessing. We want to be filled with Himself. And that's a good desire. There's a little chorus, and I don't know if anybody knows it, but it's let the temple be filled with His glory. Do you know that? Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion, rejoice in again. I heard one other person singing with me. Unless it was an angel someplace. But that's true. That's in the Bible. Let, allow, permit the temple, your body, to be filled with His glory. He desires to fill you with His glory more than you desire to be filled. So we sing, Jesus, come and fill me now, Jesus, fill me. And that's a good prayer, and we want Him to, but allow Him to, let Him. So Lord, we pray this morning once again.
So
Lord, as we open Your word and look into it together, that You will minister Yourself to us. That You'll speak to us. That You'll quicken us by Your word. Lord, accomplish the thing that You have in mind for this morning, I pray. And we'll give You all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have a Bible, I'd like to read something to you from John chapter 11.
I'm
sure you know John chapter 11 very, very well. When I got the email saying that the theme of the conference was Jesus the Nazarene,
当我收到电子邮件告诉我这个大会的主题是拿撒勒人耶稣的时候,
I thought, well, that narrows it down. I have to say something about Jesus.
我说,哦,那不难嘛,那我就讲耶稣就好了。
Now, what could I possibly think of to say about Jesus? I don't know.
那我能够讲到耶稣哪一面呢? 我不知道。
About 3,000 thoughts came racing through my mind.
大概有3,000种想法进到我的心思里。
Of course, Jesus the Nazarene might narrow it down a little bit.
当然,如果讲到拿撒勒人耶稣,这个又比耶稣要
And I thought of all those Bible verses that talk about he shall be called a Nazarene and he's a Nazarene and out of Jesus of Nazareth. I thought of all those verses. And then my second thought was Brother Z is going to use all those verses. Now if I spoke before he spoke, then that would be his problem, not mine.
那我就会成为他的问题了。当然，那就不是我的问题。
I knew he was going first.
但是因为我知道他要先讲。
And so I had a second thought.
所以我就再想一下。
I thought, well, let's look at some of the stories, some of the major things in the life of Jesus the Nazarene.
那让我们来看看拿撒勒人耶稣他在生活中的一些事情。
That maybe we can learn from.
也许从这里面找到原则。
I don't just want to tell you the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead.
在这里我不是要告诉你们关于耶稣使拉撒勒从死里复活的事。
If we were going to do that, you could just click the automatic pilot button on in your brain and just go to sleep because you know that story already.
若是我要讲这个故事,你们都可以把你们脑筋那个改到自动驾驶,然后开始睡觉了,因为你们都知道这个故事。
Maybe there are some things in this story that we can use to help us in our life today. Not just the story, but to apply to our own lives.
但我盼望借着这一段的经历,我们能够认识里面属灵的原则,而应用在我们的生活里。
So I'm just going to read bits and pieces of John chapter 11, but at the beginning, the first verse, it says, a man named Lazarus was sick.
在这里,11章一开始说到,有一个患病的人,名叫拉撒路。He was
from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
他住在伯大尼,就是玛利亚和他姐姐马大的村庄。
This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair.
这个玛利亚就是那个用香膏抹主,又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one who you love is sick.
他姐妹两个人就打发人去见耶稣说,主啊,你所爱的人病了。
Now if we didn't know the rest of the story,
如果我们不知道故事后面的发生情况,
if that's all we read and you didn't know what comes next,
你都不知道后面发生什么事,
you would assume that the next verse would say something like this.
那你会想说,哦,下一节应该这么说。
And Jesus, hearing that his good friend who he loved was sick,
当主耶稣听到他所爱的那个好朋友病了,
straightway left where he was and went to where Lazarus was to heal him.
他就立刻起来到拉撒路所在之处将他医好了。
That's what I would expect at least.
对我来说, 我会这样想。
Let me get there as quickly as I can so he doesn't have to be sick anymore and I can heal him and I can help him.
主耶稣应该立刻去医治他的这个好朋友。
But it says in verse 4, when Jesus heard this, he said,
但是第四节说, 当耶稣听见了就说,
this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
他说,这个病不至于死,乃是为了神的荣耀,叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。This
sickness, it's going to get worse.
就是讲到这个病呢,还要更糟了,变糟了。It's
going to end in death.
因为这个人要死。But
it's going to go from death to life.
但是要从死进入生命。
And the reason for it all is that God be glorified.
那这一段过程的目的是让神得到荣耀。
Now that's an overriding theme in the whole life of Jesus the Nazarene.
这个拿撒勒人耶稣一生的一个写照就是这一句话。
He always wanted to glorify his Father.
主耶稣在地上只有一个目的就是叫父神得荣耀。
What does it mean to give glory to his Father?
什么叫做将荣耀归给父呢?
Well, that word glory simply means weight or wealth or worth.
那个荣耀是讲到一个重量,一个价值。
We give worth or wealth or weight to the Lord Jesus Christ, to his name. We glorify him by the way that we live, by the things that we do.
借着我们的生活，我们所做，我们所活的方式，我们把那个有重量、有价值的意义献给神，这就是叫神得荣耀。
We exalt him.
我们高举他了。
We lift him up.
我们将他高举了。
We put him on the pedestal.
我们把他放在高处。
We get off the pedestal. We bow before him.
我们从我们自己的讲台上下来，我们来向他敬拜。
And we honor him.
然后高举他的名。
In all that we do.
在我们所行的每一件事上荣耀他。
And that's what Jesus' life was all about from the very beginning to the day that he died.
主耶稣从降生的那一天，一直到死的那一天，这就是他生活的原则。
Jesus said, Father, I haven't come to glorify myself, I've come to glorify you.
主耶稣说，我不是来荣耀我自己，我乃是要荣耀父。
And so the words that I speak, they're not my own words, they're the words my Father gives me that he may be glorified.
所以他所说的每一句话都不是出于他自己。
The things that I do, the places that I go, my whole demeanor, everything, just I wanted to reflect my Father in heaven.
我所做的事，我所到的地方，不管做什么，我只有一个目的，就是把荣耀归给我天上的父。
Just that He be glorified.
好让我的父亲得荣耀。
And so Jesus here is all again interested in I want my Father to be glorified through this situation, through the life, the death.And the resurrection of Lazarus.
所以就在拉撒路这件事上，主耶稣也只有这个原则，无论是借着生或死，我要父在拉撒路身上得荣耀。
David in the Psalms several times mentions, we want to give unto the Lord the glory that's due unto his name.
大卫在他诗篇里多数提到说，我要所做的一切事上荣耀神。
Now, I'm asking you a question, and I'm looking for an answer, so you can answer me. Chinese or English, it doesn't matter.
现在我有一个问题是给在座各位的，你们可以用中文或英文来回答。
David said, I'm going to give the Lord the glory due his name. How much glory is his name worth to you?
当大卫说到我要将荣耀归给我的父，那请问对你们来说，神的荣耀是值多少价值？
How much glory do you want to get? How much? How much?
我们能给神多少荣耀？神的荣耀到底有多大？
Someone else? Anybody else?
让别人回答，是不是？你们在想说谁呀？别人快点回答。
A little bit of glory. All.
All.
Yeah, all glory. All
所有的荣耀。
Everything that I do, everything that I say, every place that I go, I want it all to reflect to the glory of God.
每一件事我做的，我说的话，我做的事，无论我到哪里去，每一个时刻都要把荣耀来归给父。
So where does that leave you?
那我们到哪去了？
All for your glory. That everybody claps for me.
那我们个人的荣耀呢？都没有人来称赞我们了吗？
That everybody knows me.
有没有人知道我啊？
That everybody knows how good I am, how smart I am, how wise I am, how beautiful I am, how handsome I am, how... It's me!
都没有人想到我吗？我何等的聪明，有智慧，又英俊，又美丽，都没有人想到我吗？
No, it's not me, it's him.
No, 不是关于我，是关于神。
And our lives here are to reflect and bring glory to him.
我们在地上的生活只有一个目的，就是借着每一件事将荣耀归给神。
In Revelation 5, we read that there's a group of people this morning, millions gathered around the throne, and you know what they're singing?
你知道启示录第五章里面不是讲有上百万人围绕神的宝座，他们在做什么？
Blessing, honor, glory be unto him who reignsForever and ever. And then you got a few other guys saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. Blessing and honor and glory, all glory be unto him, on earth and in heaven.
有一群人围绕着宝座说，颂赞荣耀尊贵归给坐在宝座上的那一位。然后四周的人就说，阿们，阿们，他们就不住的赞美。
When Jesus taught his disciples to pray in Luke 11 or Matthew 6, what did he teach them?
在马太福音或路加福音里，主耶稣教门徒们祷告，他怎么教的？
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our sins, forgive us as we forgive those who have
sinned. 就是主导文。
To thine be the glory for ever and ever and ever.To you be the glory.
主导文的结束就是将荣耀永永远远归给你。
He taught his disciples to pray it. They're singing it in heaven because he's worthy of all glory and all praise and all honor.
他这样教导他的门徒是因为那位坐在天上的是配得永永远远的荣耀和赞美。
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20, the apostle Paul said, I don't care if it's by life or by death, Just that he be glorified.
在腓立比书保罗说到无论是生或死总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
It's not about how I feel.
不是说我觉得怎么样。
It's not about where I live.
或者我住在哪里。
It's not about what I have.
或者我拥有什么。
Everything is about him.
所有的事都在乎他。
And so yeah, I know they tell me don't go to Jerusalem because bonds and afflictions await me there.
有保罗说他们叫我不要回到耶路撒冷因为在那里有捆锁等着我
But I want to do what he wants me to do that he may be glorified so if I'm going to get beat up for it God be glorified
保罗只有个目的就是让神的旨意在他身上通行所以就算我回去被捆锁只要神得荣耀
If I'm going to have to lay down my life God you be glorified
若是我必须要牺牲我的生命我仍然说主愿你在我身上得到荣耀
1 Corinthians chapter 10 the apostle writes to the church at Corinth and he said
哥林帖多前书第十章他写给哥林多的教会
Whatever you do in word or deed do it all for the glory of God
无论你们做什么你们的言行举止都要为了荣耀神
In another place he says whether you eat or you drink do it all for the glory of God
无论你是吃或者喝做为了神的荣耀吃和喝
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思
Everything that I do has to, I have to say praise the Lord everything I do.
这样说，你每做一件事，你都要先赞美神吗
？I have to be on my knees all the time. I have to have my Bible open all day.
我整天圣经得打开，我都得跪在地上吗
？No, look at the life of Jesus.
你看主耶稣的生活。
He walked around.
他到处行走。
He talked.
他说话。
He smiled.
他微笑。
He had a good time.
他过得很开心、啊。
He preached. He prayed. He
他祷告，他传道。
But whatever he did, whether in meetings or out of church.Well, Sunday or Tuesday, everything was for the glory of his Father.
无论是哪一天或在什么地方，他只有一个目的，就是荣耀父神。
And so, Jesus says, this sickness of Lazarus is not going to be for anything but the glory of God.
所以他说，拉撒路这个病不至于死，乃是为着神的荣耀。
See, when I'm sick, I pray and I want Jesus to heal me.
你知道我生病的时候，我常常要主耶稣医治我。
And you know what my first motivation sometimes is?
你知道我常常这个祷告的第一个动机是什么
？I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't want to feel what I feel anymore. I want to get better.
我不要想，我不想生病，我不想现在这种状况，我需要感觉好一点。
I don't know that that's wrong, but there's something better than that.
那并不是一个错误的想法，但是有一个比这个更好的想法。
Lord, I want you to heal the sick that you may be glorified.
主啊，我要你医治我，使你得到荣耀。
Lord, I want this or that you may be glorified.
我要这个，我要那个，目的是说神啊，愿你因此得到荣耀。
Not just so that the immediate need might be alleviated and met, but Father, that somehow through that need being met, your name be glorified.
不是只是我现在一个需要得到舒缓、得到帮助，乃是说借着这个舒缓与帮助，神啊，我愿你得到荣耀。
And so the sisters gave the word to Jesus, that one who you love is sick. Come now, where he is.
所以这些姐妹们派人去告诉耶稣的话说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And Jesus lingered. Lazarus died.
主耶稣延迟没有回去，拉撒路就死了。
And then Jesus said to his disciples, come on, we're going to wake him up out of his sleep.
那主耶稣就对他的朋友们、门徒们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我们去叫醒他。
He wasn't just sleeping, he might not that sleep.
他不是真的在睡觉啊。
If he could do that, then he wasn't really dead.
他若是能够呼吸而睡觉，他没有死啊。
Lazarus was dead. That's what Jesus meant.
但是主耶稣的意思是说他是死了。
And I have to go wake him up because waking him up or raising him from the dead brings more honor and glory to my Father than even healing him when he's a little bit sick.
但主耶稣知道他死了，他就是要去把他叫醒，要他复活过来，因为这样带给父的荣耀胜过主耶稣立刻去医治他的荣耀。
And because they were through Lazarus, Jesus wanted his Father to be honored and glorified.
因为要借着拉撒路这件事，主耶稣要父神得荣耀。
Who else could you think of that could have gone to where Lazarus was? And raised him from the dead. Could you think of anybody?
你能够想到任何一个人可以去叫拉撒路复活吗？
Anybody have anybody that you could think of that could have gone instead of Jesus?
若是主耶稣不去，有没有什么别的人他可以？
Jesus was the only one.
主耶稣是唯一可以去做这件事。
Jesus was the only one that could have spoken that word, and Lazarus comes back to life.
主耶稣是只有主耶稣这个人能做到这件事。
We know of three people in the Bible that Jesus raised from the dead.
主耶稣在圣经里叫三个人复活。
Lazarus is the only one we know by name.
拉撒路是唯一我们知道名字的人。
The widow of Nain's son was raised from the dead. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. And Lazarus. Jesus needs to raise him and anyone he raises from the dead for the glory of God.
主耶稣或他所复活的每一个人都是将荣耀归给父。
See, here's where you and I come in.
现在呢，这对我们来说有什么意义？
The Bible says in a certain sense we're all dead.
圣经上告诉我们，我们都已经死了。
Physically we have bios, biological life, we're alive, physically.
我们的肉身，就着生物学来说还在活着。
We all got up this morning. You probably had breakfast this morning. You're alive.
我们每天早上起来都吃早饭，好像我们是活着的。
I think I heard somewhere along the line that zombies are the walking dead.
像zombie就像僵尸。僵尸。Yeah,
the walking dead. Now, some Christians are like zombies.
有一些基督徒也像僵尸活死人。
Maybe we shouldn't call them Christians. Some people are like zombies.
也许不是基督徒，我们不应该叫他们基督徒。
They get up and they go to work every day.
有人每天早上起来就去上班。
Believe it or not, they go to the gym every day.
甚至呢，还去那个。
They run miles. They pump the iron.
还去体育馆去练习，还锻炼身体。
They're physically, they're all there.
就着肉体上来说，他们都是存在的。
But they're dead. They're dead in their trespasses and in their sins.
因为他们都死在罪恶过犯之中。
They'll never get deader than they are. They'll never become more dead. You can't get more dead than they are. They have no life, no life at all.
没有生命，完全死，死透透了。
Now how is God going to... And by the way, we were all that way at one time.
你知道我们曾经都在这样光景里的。
Don't forget it. Paul writes to the Ephesians and he says, Such were some of you. You were all that way.
所以在以弗所书，保罗说到，你们从前也是这样。
You may have been bound by that habit or bound by this, or you may have been that or the other thing. But the bottom line is you're all dead in trespasses and sin.
也许你认出我有些这个捆绑，那个捆绑，但是在神来说，只有一句话，都在罪恶过犯中死了。
And God wants to be glorified.
那在神他要得荣耀。
And he wants to raise you from the dead.
所以他要叫我们从死亡里出来。
You, he wants to quicken who were dead in trespasses and sin.
他要苏醒我们的灵魂从罪恶过犯里出来。
Where in your death you once walked according to the course of the world.
以前你活在今日的风俗之中,
but you don't do that anymore.
但是现在不再如此。
You've now been made alive unto God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
现在借着耶稣基督从死里复活, 你们也一同活过来。
So now I'm alive.
所以你我现在是活着的。
I was dead, but now I'm alive.
我曾经死的, 现在是活的。
And when Jesus brings us to life from death, He's glorified.
当主耶稣将我们从死亡救到生命里的时候, 他得到荣耀。
And that's what he wants to do.
这是他所愿意要做的事情。
Maybe there are some people here this morning that are still dead.
也许在座还有人不认识主, 所以你还是死的。
You feel half dead because he didn't sleep last night. I'm not talking about that.
但是不是讲到说你昨天没睡好, 你现在觉得你是半死不活。
As far as the word of God, the spirit of God, the things of God, you're dead. You don't understand it.
我乃是说你对神,对属灵的事,你是不明白,你是死的。
You know, if Michelle talked to me in Chinese, it'd be like, I'm dead.
如果我用中文对Ernie讲话, 对他来说这是死的话语。
I don't know what she's saying. I don't know when to start, when to stop. I don't know when she's going to quit. I don't know what she's saying.
他不会明白我所说的, 不知道从哪里加入, 从哪里结束。
It's all Greek to me.
对我来说就好像希腊文一样。
But if I understood Chinese, then it'd be different.
但是如果我听得懂中文, 那就不一样了。
You could be here in this meeting, have a PhD in 9 different subjects, but be dead spiritually.
你可以有九个不同的博士学位的学位，但是若是你不认识属灵的事，你是一个死人。
And you need Jesus, because He's the only one. Jesus is the only one that can resurrect you.
只有耶稣，也唯有耶稣，他能将你从死亡里拯救出来。
Education can't resurrect anybody.
教育不能让人从死里复活。
Theology, religion can't resurrect anybody.
宗教或神学不能叫人得生命。
Or the money in the world can't resurrect anybody.
没有，这世上没有一个人会叫人从死里出来。
You can try to be good, it won't change you. You can't.
极力行善，但是不能改变这件事。
You need Jesus to come into your life and bring life into the death.
你需要的是耶稣到你的生命中将生命带给你。
And that's what he wants to do, that he may be glorified. It's not to put you on a pedestal and look at you now. It's all what Jesus has done.
这是他所要做的，借着在你身上做的工作，不是把你放在探照灯之下得到荣耀，而是把他自己得到荣耀。
Are you awake, alive?
你苏醒过来了吗?
Sober, vigilant, watchful. Those are all biblical words.
你是警醒的吗? 你是清醒的吗?
We're not supposed to be asleep.
我们不应该是沉睡的。
We're supposed to be alert and watching and looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our God and Savior. And the enemy would like to come and put you back to sleep.
我们乃是要警醒活在神的面前，只有仇敌想要叫我们回到那个昏睡的状态。
So we read after Jesus gets to Bethany and he meets Mary and Martha and they have a big discussion about if you were here, he wouldn't have died.
所以主耶稣终于到了伯大尼，就听到这两个姐妹对他的说话，说哦，如果你早在这里，他就不会死了。
And then Jesus gives those wonderful words, I'm the resurrection and the life, and if you believe on me, though you were dead, yet shall you live. And Martha didn't understand a word about it.
主耶稣就对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，人若活着信我，就不死，人若死了也会活过来。
Yeah, I know my brother's going to rise one day at the, yeah, I know, one of these days.
马大就说，我知道有一天我的兄弟会复活。
Jesus didn't even
但是他们听不懂耶稣的意思。
He didn't even go on to explain anything more to Mary and Martha. He just said, come on, let's go out to the sepulcher.
主耶稣没有再继续解释，他就对他们说，走，我们到坟墓那里去。
And so we finally get out to where Lazarus was in verse 38.
在38节，主耶稣来到坟墓那里。
Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, Jesus said.
耶稣用心里悲叹来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”
Wait a minute.
等一下。
Yeah. Jesus is about to raise somebody from the dead.
主耶稣要将一个人从死里复活出来。
He really needs somebody to move away the stone?
你觉得他需要有人帮忙把那个石头挪开吗?
I mean, come on.
想想,
if you're going to raise somebody from the dead,
如果你要, 你有能力叫人从死里复活,
I mean, can't you get him through the stone?
你没有办法叫他从石头, 越过石头出来吗?
Tunnel underground, something.
或者从地下隧道啊, 或者怎么样,
I mean, 开个洞啊。 That doesn't seem like a big deal to me that Jesus had to have the stone moved away.
在我看，他叫人把石头移开这件事实在是没什么了不起的。
But yet, when he gets out and stands there in front of the sepulcher, wait a minute, got a problem here.
但是你看，主耶稣站在了墓门口，他说：“哎，我们有个问题。”
Gotta move away the stone. Somebody move away the stone.
来人呐，把那个石头挪开。
One of the sisters said, "I can't move away the stone."
有一个旁边的有个姊妹就说：“哦，没办法挪开。”
It's not just that it's heavy and it's hard to move, but if you move away the stone, my brother's been in there for. And by this time, he stinks.
因为呢，不只是石头很重，而且你知道，你若是打开了，他已经死了好几天了，一定臭了。
A couple things. Number one, Jesus isn't afraid of that stench.
很重要的几件事：第一，主耶稣不在乎任何臭味。
Everybody else might be.
也许旁边的人介意。
In your death, in your darkness, in your wickedness, in your sin, in your depravity, everybody else might be afraid of you, not Jesus.
当我们现在罪恶之中的时候，我们身上发出的恶臭，很多人会在意，会不喜欢，但是主耶稣不会。
I love it when we read in the Bible that there came those lepers.
我何等喜欢当我看到圣经里那些得大麻风的人来到主面前。
Yeah, when those lepers came anywhere near anybody that didn't have leprosy, you remember what they had to scream and yell?
你知道在那个时候风俗得大麻风的人要远远看见人就要大喊。
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Unclean.
That wasn't so good. Daddy, you're unclean.
不洁净, unclean. 你老远就喊着我是不洁净的。
Now in the Bible, leprosy is a type of sin.
在圣经里，麻风代表一种罪。There
are some people that are dead in sin, and you don't want to get anywhere near where they are.
你认识有些人，他现在罪中何等的深，你甚至不想靠近他。Society
doesn't want to get anywhere near where they are.
社会都排斥他。Put
him in solitary confinement, throw away the key. I never want to see that person again.
最好把他们关在石洞里，把钥匙都扔掉，我不想再看见这个人。What
they've done to my family, I don't want to see them again.
他对我家庭造成的伤害何等的深，我不要再看见这个人。
How they've been treated and mistreated. Or mistreated others. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Get them out of here. They stink.
他怎么样恶待我，我不想再看见这个人，他是发臭了。And
here this group of lepers again, unclean, unclean.
所以现在来了一群大麻风，长大麻风的人，就拼命的喊说，我是不洁净的，我是不洁净的。And
Jesus walks right over to them.
主耶稣一听到这个声音，他就走向他们。Yeah,
unclean, nothing. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I've come to save, to resurrect, to give life to those. that are in death and darkness.
我来就是叫那些坐在死荫黑暗地的人得到生命，得到赦免。
He touches them. He touches them.
主耶稣甚至来摸他们。
You don't touch unclean people.
你不要碰那些不洁净的人。
You don't touch their sin. You don't get away near it.
你不要靠近他们，连碰都不可。
Jesus said, "I'll take care of that."
主耶稣说，哦，我有办法。
I am the resurrection.
因为我就是复活，我就是生命。
I want to be glorified in coming to that leper, coming to that dead person.
借着来到这个死亡、充满死亡的人身边，我要得荣耀。
But roll the stone away.
所以把石头挪开
Get rid of the hindrances.
把一切的障碍挪开
You know, that's a very small thing that those disciples had to do in comparison to what Jesus was going to do.
比起耶稣叫人复活这件事挪开石头何等小的事对门徒来说
If Jesus said, okay guys, I'll roll the stone away, you raise him from the dead.
如果主耶稣说 okay, 我来把石头挪开你们叫他从死里出来
that wouldn't work, that wouldn't work.
那就不行了
You roll the stone away, I'll take care of the rest.
所以你们这些人把石头挪开，剩下我来负责。
Do what you can do.
做你能做的。
I know what you can't do, and I know you can't bring life to death.
主耶稣知道我们不能做什么，我们不能叫人从死里复活。
Roll the stone away.
挪开石头，你们办得到。
Exhibit a little bit of faith in me. Trust me.
你们的行为要像有一点信心吧。
I don't know what would have happened if they didn't roll the stone away. I don't know.
我不晓得如果这些人没有把石头挪开会怎样。
I wonder sometimes if Lazarus would have ever come out of that grave.
不晓得拉撒路到底出得来出不来。
Jesus always responds to faith.
主耶稣对的信心总是会有反应的。
It may be meager, it might be small, it might be in comparison to what needs to be done, minuscule.
也许对的我们面对的需要某一些的信心的度量看起来是那么的小。
But he looks for something to work with.
但是主耶稣在找到他能够使用的信心。
Said I not unto thee, if you'd believe, you would see the glory of God?
哦，西门巴约拿，你若是信，你就能看见神的荣耀。
Oh, no, let me see the glory of God, and then I might believe.
但是我们会说，哦，先让我看到神的荣耀，那我就相信。
Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, not yet seen.
信乃是所望之事的实底。未见之事的确据。
When Jesus went to the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee, you remember what he said to those servants, put water in these water pots.
记不记得主耶稣来到迦拿的婚宴，他告诉那些仆人们把水倒在石缸里。
But we don't want water. They want wine at this wedding feast. They want water.
那仆人可以说，哦，我们不要水，我们要的是酒啊。
Jesus' mother already clued them in. He said, I don't know what he's going to tell you to do, but whatever he says to you, just do it.
但是耶稣的母亲已经先警告他们了，我不知道他会叫你们做什么，但是他叫你做什么，你做就是了。
You can't turn the water into wine, but you can put water in the water pot.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. 你可以让水变成酒，但是呢，你不能让水放在石缸里。
Agua.
Wait.
Oh, that's Spanish.
Yeah. Say that again. You can put water in the water pot.
I can't say. I forgot what I said. You. Mary said.
They got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Jesus can turn the water into wine. The disciples can't. The servants can't.
那些仆人不能让水变成酒，主耶稣能。
Whatever he says, just do it.
所以他如何吩咐，我们就如何顺服。
You know, Jesus does look for faith on our part.
主耶稣在我们身上会寻找的就是那个信心。
We do need to believe him.
我们需要能相信主。
He can even save you and your friend and your mother and your grandma and your sister. He can save anybody.
他可以拯救任何人。
I had a lady in our church 10 years ago.
大概十年前在我们教会
She was a good woman.
这一个姊妹她是一个很好的姊妹
And really served, followed and loved the Lord.
她爱主她忠心侍奉
And her husband wasn't saved.
但是她的丈夫没有得救
And she said to me one day, she said, I stopped praying for him.
她有一次告诉我说我已经拒绝为我丈夫祷告了
He'll never get saved.
因为他永远不会得救的
I said, no!
I said, 我就说不行
Boo!
No,
you can't stop.
不可以，不能停下来。
You've got to keep on praying until you see the glory of God.
你要一直祷告，直到你看见了神的荣耀。
God wants to be glorified in saving your husband.
借着拯救你的丈夫，神要得荣耀啊。
Oh, if you don't know, you don't know what all about. You don't know what he, you don't know this, you don't know that. No, I don't know. I don't know how dead he is, but dead is dead.
他就说你不晓得他是一个怎么样人，他这个那个。我说我是不知道，但是我知道死了的人就是死了。
And Jesus is able.
然后在神，在耶稣没有难成的事。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你信这件事吗？
Do you believe that nothing is too hard for him?
你知道在神没有难成的事吗？
Do you believe that if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you'd say to the mountain, be removed?And cast into the sea, and it would go.
你知道，如果你的信心能够像芥菜种那么一般的大，你对这个山说投入海里，它也要投到海里。
I don't know. That's a lot of believing.
Wow, 那是很大的信心。
No, that faith is a grain of mustard seed. That's all that is.
但是主耶稣，即使像芥菜种那么小的信心
，Give God a chance.
只要你有，神就有机会。
Whatever you pray for, ask in faith.Believing and you shall receive.
无论你求什么，你要信是得着，就必得着。
Sometimes we pray because we know we're supposed to pray, but we really don't think the Lord's going to do anything about it because it's kind of a big situation and He can't do big things.
很多时候我们祷告呢，我们就是祷告而已，但是我们并不真的相信神能够做事。
He can do big things.
你知道神能做大事吗？
He can raise the dead.
他能叫死人复活。
He can save the lost.
他可以将失丧的人拯救回来。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
在神岂有难成之事？
What do you think, Abraham? You're 99 and your sweet little wife is 90.
亚伯拉罕，你怎么样呢？你现在99岁了，
next,
你的妻子也90岁了。
Next year about this time, she's going to be having a baby.
明年这个时候啊，她要生一个孩子。
Huh?
啊？
Just believe me.
神说，就相信我就好。
Nothing's too hard.
在我没有难成。
God is able.
神凡事都能。
Move the stone away.
将那个石头滚开。
Yeah, I know, it might stink. Move the stone away.
我知道会有臭味，没有关系。
Get rid of your fear.
把你的惧怕拿开。
Get rid of your doubts.
把你的疑惑拿开。
The condemnation or whatever it might be.
把那些控告移开，不管是什么难处，把它移开。
Other people might not even be on your side. No, no, move, no, no, don't move that stone. Leave that stone there. Leave him there, where he is.
也许你旁边人都不会赞成你这个动作。
Oh Lord, what do you want to do? What would glorify you?
我们只要说神，你要我做什么？什么能够让你得荣耀？
Lord, what would honor you? What would please you?
什么是让你欢喜？什么能够荣耀你？
This is what they say. This is what they're telling me. But Lord, what do you tell me?
旁边的人说这个说那个，但是神啊，你怎么说？
Lord, I want to be here for the praise and the glory and the honor of your name.
因为我要你的名得着尊贵荣耀。
So they moved the stone away.
所以他们就把石头挪开了。
They rolled it away, and Jesus then said, "If you believe, you'll see the glory of God."
主耶稣说，你们若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
Remember the Philippian jailer after Paul and Silas got beat up and sang praise to God at midnight in the jail, and then the Philippian jailer had a conversation with Paul and Silas. What must I do to be saved?
记不记得在腓立比那个他们保罗跟希拉被困在牢里，半夜里他们唱歌，监门打开，所以那个禁主跑来说，我当做什么才能得救
？Remember Paul's answer, believe.
记不记得保罗怎么说
？Lord Jesus Christ.
要信主耶稣。
You have to believe on him.
你要信主耶稣。
And you'll be saved.
你就得救。
Now that belief is not just a mental exercise. It's not an intellectual thing.
那个信心不是在悟性里面。
It's a matter of our hearts.
乃是在我们的心里。
I believe in my heart.
我用我的心来相信。
I have faith and confidence in my heart that you're going to do this. You can raise the dead. You can change a life.
从我的心里，我真的相信你能够叫人从死里复活。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so Jesus went out. They rolled the stone away, and he called verse 43.Jesus called in a loud voice.
当他们把一切挪开之后，第四十三节说到主就大声呼叫。
Why a loud voice?
为什么要大声呼叫？
Well, if you're dead, I guess you need a loud voice to wake you up.
也许因为你太死得太透了，所以要大声一点叫。
No, that can't be true.
不可能的，这不应该是这个原因。
I don't know why he called. He did call in a loud voice.
但是这里确实说他大声呼叫。
I don't know how loud it was, but it was loud enough that Lazarus could hear it.
但是够大声，所以拉撒路听见了。
And Jesus called him by name.
主耶稣叫他的名字。
Others have said if he didn't call Lazarus by name and he just said come forth, the whole graveyard would have got up.
对啊，有人说如果他只说出来，那所有的死人都出来了。
Years ago at home, I was preaching on this text, John 11. And I didn't know this at the time, but someone in our congregation had brought a friend of his, a co-worker of his, to church that morning.
有一个人带了另外一个教会里的同工来到我们的聚会，我并不知道这个人。我一点都不认识他。
Little did I know that his name was Lazarus.
但是，而且更不要讲，我也不知道他名字叫拉撒路。
I never met anybody before or after with the name Lazarus. I met a cat one time whose name was Lazarus.
我只遇到过一只猫叫做拉撒路，我从来没有见过一个人名字是拉撒路。
They told me they named the cat Lazarus because the cat has 9 lives.
为什么那只猫叫给猫叫拉撒路？因为猫有9条命。
So here I was preaching about this, and I got the Lazarus come forth.
那天我就在分享这一章时，我就大声说：“拉撒路到前面来！”
This guy was shocked.
把这个人吓了一大跳。
How does he know who I am?
他说：“他怎么知道我叫拉撒路？”
Where does he want me to go?
他要我去哪里呀？
And what does he want me to do?
他要我做什么？
Well, that man by the end of the meeting came forth.
就聚会末了的时候，他到前面来了。
And his friend brought him to the front. We prayed together, and he gave his life and heart to Jesus Christ.
他的朋友把他带到前面来，然后为他祷告。他那天把自己献给主。
He knows your name.
耶稣认识我们 by name.
Do you know that little song? He knows your name. You know that one?
你知道耶稣知道我们的名字这首歌吗?
He knows your name.
他知道我们的名字。
You know, a lot of people's names, I don't know where they are. It sounds like they came from a pharmacy department or something. My name is Mulan. My name is Visine. My name is Cure. I don't know where they're from.
有些人名字还很特别，好像都从那个药局里出来的。
But Jesus knows your name.
但是主耶稣
And you have to have a place, a time, somewhere along the line in your life where he called your name.
在你生命中有这么一天，在有这么一个地方，主用你的名字呼召你。
He's not just talking to we, he's talking to me.
他不是对众人说，乃是对你说。
I know he is. I hear him on the inside.
而我从里面听见他的呼召。
He's speaking to my heart. He's speaking to my life.
他向我说话, 对我的生命说话。
And he wants to call me out of my grave. He wants to call me out of my darkness. He wants to call me out of my, what I think is life, which is really living in death.
他要将我从我的坟墓里, 我的黑暗里, 其实我自己都不知道我死在罪恶过犯里面, 叫出来。
He doesn't want me to be a zombie anymore. He wants me to be a Christian.
他不叫我成为僵尸, 留在僵尸的光景, 他要我成为
Filled with the life of Jesus Christ.
充满了耶稣基督的生命。
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来。
And here he came.
他就出来了。
I don't know, but he came out.
他就跳着出来。
The Bible says he was bound hand and foot.
因为圣经上说这个人手脚上都裹着布的。
So how do you get out of the tomb? How do you get up and get out? He's bound up. And here he comes.
他是缠了许多的布，他怎么出来的？ 但是跳着出来。
Lazarus alive.
拉撒路活了。
Now maybe it was more the shuffle, because maybe, I don't know what he was doing.
或者他是用小脚快步出来的。
He was alive, that's the point, that's the point.
重点是他是活着的。
But that's not the whole point.
但是这不是完全的重点。
Because you can glorify God a lot better if you get rid of what's
Do
you agree with me that there are some Christians out there that are alive?
你同意吗? 有些基督徒是活着的。
They're still walking around after Jesus like this.
但是他们信主之后，他们的走路就像这样。
They're not really glorifying Him as they should.
他们没有按照他们该有的情形荣耀神。
He's really not being exalted through their lives. Whatever they do, eating, drinking, do all to the glory. Not when you're like this.
或吃或喝，我们都当荣耀主。但是如果你手脚的绑住，怎么荣耀主？
I'm going to stop doing that, otherwise I'm going to wind up on the floor. But you understand?
你们明白我的意思吗?
Jesus then said, the story is not finished. Lazarus is raised from the dead. Wonderful. No, it's wonderful, but not really. I mean, not like this, it's not.
主耶稣的事还没做完,虽然他从死里出来是很棒的,但是还没有停,不能停在这里。
So Jesus said,
主耶稣对他们说,
loose him and let him go.
解开,叫他走。
Take off the grave clothes.
把他身上死人的衣服脱掉。
Let him out of here.
让他能够放松走。
And so they're going to take it off the grave clothes.
说明他就把他身上的这些布都拿掉了。
We got to get rid of the grave clothes.
我们要把死人穿的衣服脱掉的。
The things that so easily beset us.
很容易就捆绑我们。
The things that hinder God's glory from being reflected and seen in us.
什么是死人的衣服呢? 就什么拦住我们把荣耀归给神的事物。
I ask you this morning, could it be better? Could the glory of God be more greatly seen through you? Is there anything of earth that clouds the glory or dims the light that shines?
这地上有什么事物拦阻了或弄暗了神在你身上的荣耀的光辉?
Jesus wanted to send Lazarus out around to be the light of the world, to show forth the praise of the one who called him out of darkness into light.
主耶稣叫他从死里复活, 为了叫整个世界看到神的荣耀, 那位召他从黑暗进入光明者的美德。
Those grave clothes restricted him from doing what he should have been doing, or he could have been doing.
但是这些包死人的布, 让他不能做他当做的事。
You've got to get rid of those grave clothes, loose him and let him go.
解开这些死人的布, 让他能够走,
completely free, entirely free.
他必须完全得释放。
Jesus didn't die on the cross to bring you a half salvation so that you could escape hell one day and go to heaven when you die.
主耶稣在十字架上死了, 不是给我们一半的救恩, 只是让我们有一天不致灭亡, he's, 进到天堂。
He saved you with his precious blood that he might fill you with his glory and live out his life in you right here down on earth that he may be honored and glorified in and through you in whatever you do and wherever you go.
主耶稣他在十字架为我们流血, 是叫我们在地上不仅得救, 而且我们能够借着生活, 荣耀那个为我们在天上坐在宝座的那一位。
Every vestige of the old nature, everything that attaches itself of the old, he wants to get rid of.
任何所有旧的事他都要除去。
Let me read to you just some verses in Colossians chapter 3.
在哥罗西书第三章里面讲到,
he begins the third chapter, Paul does, to the church at Colossae. He says, since you've been raised with Christ, now set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated on the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活, 就当求在上面的事, 那里有基督坐在神的右边。
I want you to set your minds on things that are above, not on earthly things.
你们要思念上面的事, 不要思念地上的事。
And then he says to them this, because you are dead.
因为你们已经死了。
You see, we've been dead in trespass and sin, then we've been made alive unto Jesus Christ, but then we die every day subsequent to that to our own selves.
你们了解吗? 我们是死在罪恶过犯中的, 主耶稣在十字架上将死解脱了, 将我们从死亡救出来, 得着生命, 然后得救之后, 每一天, 我们要向自己死, 好这样主的身在我们身上发动。
That doesn't make sense, let me try to make sense of it.
听不懂的话, 我再讲一次。
Paul the Apostle was dead in sin.
使徒保罗他是死在罪恶过犯里。
A light shined on him that one day when he was on his way to Damascus.
在大马色的路上, 天上有光照到他。
And he came alive.
他就活过来了。
Lord, now what do you want me to do?
他就说, 主啊, 你现在要我做什么?
And the Lord began to use him.
神就开始使用他。
To show forth the praise of God, to glorify the Lord.
叫他在凡事上荣耀归给神。
But then the Apostle Paul said, I die every day.
但是, 所以使徒保罗说, 我天天向自己死。
Not talking about the death that we are held in sin, but I die to myself. I die to my own will.
这个死不是那个死在罪恶过犯中的死, 乃是向我这个人, 我的欲望, 我的意志死亡。
I don't live, Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet I don't live.
在加拉太书二章他说如今活着不再是我所以不再是我但是我还是活着。
Every day there's resurrection life for me to walk in and to live in.
每一天都有从主来复活的生命那个是我活着的生命。
We walk in newness of life.
我们活在新的生命。
We live in that new life that he's given to us.
我们活在神给我们的新生命。
And to live in that new life we need to continue to die to our old selves.
为了让我们活在新生命里面, 我们必须不断持续
My life since I have given my heart to Jesus and since he's come in and made me alive unto himself has been a life of every day, Lord, not my will but yours be done.
自从我们邀请耶稣基督进到我们生命之后, 每一天都是不再是我, 乃是基督。
Well, what is that? That means I die every day.
什么意思叫做每一天向自己死?
I die to myself.
什么意思?
Jesus taught, he says, unless you die dead, take up your cross and die daily, you cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣, 人若不舍己, 背起十架, 天天跟从我, 就不能做我的门徒。
It's not a morbid thought about dying to ourselves every day, because if we die to ourselves, it's filled with the resurrection life of Jesus Christ being lived out in us.
这向自己死不是一个消极的讲法, 因为我向自己死, 才能让主耶稣复活的生命天天从我里面出来。
It's a life in the Spirit.
这是活的, 是灵,
it's
是生命,
a walk in the Spirit. It's a day by day living by the life that Jesus gives.
是天天活在主所赐的光明和生命中。
In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being.
我们说话行事都在他里面。
So since we've been risen with Christ, now we die every day. You died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, and when Christ, who is your life, will appear, you will appear with Him in glory.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Then He says, these things, you got to put these things to death. Mortify therefore these things. And He gives a list of them. And then He goes on and He says, you used to walk this way, verse 7, in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all these things too.
所以第五节说到，你们要致死你们在地上的肢体，然后到第七节说，当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾经是这样行过，但是现在你们要弃绝这一切的事。You're
a Christian now.
你现在是神的儿女。You've
been raised to walk in newness of life.
你已经被从死里复活起来，要活在新生命的阳光景里。
These grave clothes that are still wrapped around you, get rid of them.
但是你身上还是包着那个死人的衣服。
You've got to put off these things.
你必须要弃绝这些死亡的东西。
You're Christians now, right? You're Christians.
你现在基督徒了。
那所以你必须反映神的荣耀，不是吗？ You want to live to His praise and His honor. You don't want anything to be wrapped around you.
你若是要荣耀神，你就不能让这些死亡、这些过去的行为缠绕你。
So rid yourself of things such as these, anger.
所以要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒。
Did you ever see a Christian get angry?
你有没有看过基督徒发怒啊？ 生气啊？
No.
没有。
Christians get angry?
基督徒会生气啊？
Are they really Christians?
他是真的基督徒吗？
Yeah, they're Christians.
Yeah, 是的，是的。
Now let me ask you this.
那我问你。
When that Christian, probably yourself, right? When that Christian that you're thinking of gets angry, does that glorify God?
你想想，你刚才想到那个会发怒的基督徒，也许就是你本人哈。当你发怒的时候，有没有让神得荣耀啊？
The next time that guy cuts you off on the road.
下次你开车有人超车到你前面。
You idiot, what are you doing that to me for?
我说你这个白痴，你在干嘛？
Next time you get at the traffic light with them, you roll down the window and he rolls down the window and you say, I just want you to tell you, Jesus loves you and He really wants to come.
然后他抢了你前面的车道，来到红灯的时候，你就把车窗摇下来，叫他也摇下来，他说，我就让你知道耶稣爱你。
Is something not right about that?
你会觉得这两个反应是不是?
Well, it's righteous indignation.
这个是发义怒啊，你说。
Is it really?
真的吗?
Is it really the zeal of the house of God? Is it really righteous indignation?
这真的是神的热切，是真的是义怒吗？
Or is it still some of those grave clothes that are wrapped around your legs?
还是你身上那个死人的衣服？
And you got to get rid of those.
你必须要把它除掉。
Put off anger.
要除去这一切。
The list goes on. Rage.
愤怒、恼恨。
Malice, slander.
恶毒、毁谤。
And we don't talk ill of anybody, do we?
我们没有在背后说别人吧?
Or do we?
有没有?
Well, God, you're going to be glorified in the way I'm going to rake him over the coals right now.
神啊, 当我这样诋毁别人的时候, 你实在因此得荣耀, yeah. 是吗?
Lord, put a watch over my mouth.
我得警醒我所说的话。
Lord, I want to die to myself.
我要向自己死。
Not what I say.
不是我所说的话。
Not my words.
不是我的话语。
I don't want to give anybody the last piece of my mind.
我不需要一定要做那个讲完最后一句话的人。
Lord, I want my speech to always be with grace, seasoned with salt.
愿我的言语常常带着恩惠，带着盐。
I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
愿我口中的言语，心中的意念，在你面前是正直蒙悦的。
Lord, acceptable to you.
愿我所说的在你面前是蒙悦的。
And filthy language from your lips.
或者是污秽的言语。
Filthy language?
污秽的言语。
No, nobody, no.
没有人是这样子的。
Can't be. There's no filthy language.
我们不会说污秽的言语。
You know, we've got to examine our own hearts.
但是我们要检查我们的心。
Forget about everybody else that you know that, yeah, he does that, yeah, she does that, yeah, how about me?
你读这些话的时候不要去想别人，检查你的心。
Lord, you've called me out of darkness 主啊, death into life.
你将我从黑暗死亡里招出来进入光明和生命。
Not to live with the vestiges of sin wrapped around me, but to be free.
不是要让这些罪恶的东西还包裹着我, 乃是叫我得释放,
so that you may be glorified.
好让你得荣耀。
So Lord, cleanse my mouth.
主啊, 洁净我的嘴唇。
You remember Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6?
记得吗? 以赛亚书第六章。
The man was a prophet speaking the word of the Lord.
以赛亚是个先知啊, 他说神的话。
And he saw the Lord, he saw the holiness of God, he saw the purity of God.
但在那一天他看见了神的圣洁。
And what were his first words after that? I am undone. It literally means I am ruined.
他第一个反应就说, 祸灾, 我完了。
I'm a man of unclean lips. If you're a man of unclean lips, then well, there's no hope for us.
你是神的先知, 如果你说你的嘴唇不洁净, 那我们就完了, 我们也希望。
I've seen the holiness and the glory of God.
以赛亚那些看见了神的神圣。
And the Lord took a coal from off the altar, you remember, and touched his lips.
记不记得, 神就在祭坛上拿了一片火炭。 然后触摸了他的嘴唇。
He wants to touch your lips.
一样,圣灵的火要触摸你的嘴唇。
He wants to touch your mind.
触摸你的心思。
He wants to touch your heart. He wants to get rid of the things that bind us.
要除去一切捆绑你的事物。
He goes on, this is written to Christians. This isn't written to the unbeliever. This is written to the one that had been raised together from their death.
要知道这封信是写给基督徒,
he goes on in verse 9, he says, don't lie to each other.
说不要彼此说谎。
You've taken off the old self with its practices and you've put on the new self, which is renewed in the knowledge of God.
脱去旧人和旧人的行为, 穿上新人, 这新人在知识上渐渐更新, 正如照他主的形象。
Just very briefly to Ephesians chapter 5.
然后以弗所书,
Paul again writing to those who have been quickened, who were dead in trespass and sin, but now they've been made alive through Jesus Christ. He writes to them in chapter 5 and verse 3, among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality.
在这里以弗所书也是给信主的人在那里的教会第五章第三节说至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪在你们中间连提都不可。We
have been called to live pure lives.
我们被神召出来过一个纯净的生活。
Not just a little bit better than the standard of the world.
不只是比世界的标准高一点。They're
totally immoral, we're just a little immoral.
他们是完全不道德的, 我们只是有一点点不道德。
We don't do what they do, we just think about and talk about what they do.
我们也许没有做世人所做的事, 但是呢, 我们会想要做或是说到这些事。
Among us, there should not be a hint.
但是在圣徒当中连提都不可以。
Of sexual immorality.
任何淫乱的事。
There shouldn't be, he goes on, Paul does, there shouldn't be any impure or greedy person.
无论是淫乱的,是贪心的,
we got to get rid of these things.
这些事我们都要除去。
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. You're not going to get away with it.
不要被人虚浮的话语欺哄, 因为这些事神的愤怒必临到悖逆之子, 所以我们是无从逃避的。
If you want to be filled with the glory of God, you've got to get rid of the stuff that's inside. He doesn't dwell in a life and in a heart that's filled with impurities.
若是你真的想神的荣耀充满你, 你必须除去这一些污秽的事。
We sang a few minutes ago, empty that thou shouldest fill me.
倒空好使你来充满。
Fill me with what?
充满什么?
Fill me with your glory.
用你的荣耀充满我。
Fill me with your spirit.
充满, 用你的圣灵充满我。
Fill me with yourself.
把你自己充满我。
Why?
为什么?
So that he may be glorified.
好让他得到荣耀。
There's no better way for God to be glorified in you than that he fills you with his glory.
你知道没有什么让神更得到荣耀的, 除了让他完全充满你。
And that that glory be on full display because you've been loosed and you've been let go.
然后借着你的释放得自由, 神的荣耀彰显出来。
We all have a lot of work to be cleaned up.
我们都有很多事情要处理, 要被对付的。
He saves us.
他拯救了我们。
We are his workmanship.
我们是他手中的杰作。
Created in Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里造成。
And then he goes to molding and fashioning and shaping.
他在那里制作我们, 改变我们。
What's he trying to do? What's he trying to make?
主耶稣要做成什么?
He's trying to make you into his image.
他要将我们做成他的形象。
He wants to make you look like him.
让我们变成像他一样。
Our church, we have people that are my color.
我们教会里有白人，像我这样。
We have a lot of people that are from South America. They're like a brownish color.
还有南美洲来，他们有褐色的皮肤。
We have a lot of people from Guyana or India, and they're a little darker brown than the ones from South America.
也有从印度来的，他们的肤色又比那个从南美来的深一点。
We have some from Africa and some American black people, and they're darker than the ones from India, who are darker than the ones from
South America,
darker、
yeah.
than South America, and they're all darker than I am.
我们还有从非洲或在美国土生土长的黑人，他们的肤色又比印度来的深一点，又比印度人又比南美的来的深一点，南美又比我深一点。
Yeah, we have a couple of Asians too.
我们还有一些亚洲人。
And they're their own particular color.
Like what?
Just look in the mirror, you'll find that.
还有我们当中有些亚洲人，他们的颜色蛮特别，你去照镜子就知道什么颜色。
I don't like that laugh that came after what you said. So sometimes, every once in a while, I ask my son to stand up.
有的时候我会叫我的儿子站起来。
Now he's 25 years old, and he looks more like me than anybody else I know.
他25岁了，他跟我长得很像。
And then another young man in the church, he's a nice young man, about 25, his name is Philip, and he's black.
我们当中有一个黑人年轻人25岁，他的名字叫Philip. No, I didn't say anything.
She can preach whatever she wants.
他每次都讲自己的
话。So here's Philip and here's my son Timothy. They're both standing here.
所以他们两个站在前面，我的儿子叫 Timothy, 他叫 Philip.
And then I asked the million-dollar question.
所以我现在有一个价值百万元的问题给你。
Which one of these two boys do you think is my son?
Sorry. 这两个，一个是白人，一个黑人。我问你们，哪一个人是我的儿子？
Now, of course, they don't even answer because it's such a dumb question.
因为当然没有人会回答，因为这个问题太愚昧了。
And most of them know who my son is anyway, so they won't answer me. It's obvious who my son is.
很明显，哪一个是我的儿子？
But then, why? How do you know that he's my son and not Philip?
但是你怎么知道 Timothy 是我的儿子， Philip 不是我的儿子？
Because he looks like you.
因为他像我嘛。
Oh, now we're on to something.
现在我们讲话有点意思了。
You mean the children do reflect and look like their father or mother?
你说儿女真的能够反映也像他们的父母？
There is a familial resemblance?
那有相似之处吗？
We're supposed to look like Jesus.
同样的，我们也应该像耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth. When you read about him in this book, the man that went about doing good, the man that went about saying the things that his father told him to say, the man that went about living a pure, sinless life here on earth, we're supposed to be changed so that we become more and more looking like him, taking on his resemblance.
在拿撒勒人耶稣基督在这圣经里所描述的，他周游四方行善事，他说话行事荣耀神，他反映神美丽的生命性情。同样的，你我也应该像拿撒勒人耶稣。
So get back to John 11 just in closing.
那最后我们回到约翰十一章。
Lazarus has the grave clothes removed. Now he's in a better condition to get around to glorify God.
现在拉撒路完全得自由了，他现在可以荣耀神了。
Now let me ask you a question. What did he have to do to glorify God?
那我问你们，他该做什么来荣耀神？
How many words did he have to say to glorify God? What did he have to do?
他要说多少的话，他得做什么？
Anybody have any ideas?
有没有任何想法？拉撒路当说什么或做什么来荣耀神？
Let me ask a simpler question. Did he have to say anything to glorify God?
他需要说什么来荣耀神吗？
He just had to show up.
他只要站在人面前就好了。
I mean, when he got his feet loosed and he went across the street down the block into the bodega or to the whatever store it was, to the Chinese restaurant, or wherever he went, everybody saw him come walking in. And what do you think the first thing they thought was?
你想想看，拉撒路一切的捆绑解开了，他就走出去，走到附近最近的餐厅。他走在街上，人看见他的时候，人怎么想？
Some of them probably went,
有人会以为什么？见鬼了。
Isn't he supposed to be dead?
他不是死了的吗？
Yeah, he was dead.
他是的。
But now he's alive.
但是现在活了。
And everybody saw it.
每一个人都看见了。
He didn't have to use words. Everybody could just see.
他不需要说什么，人人都看得见。
Words would help, and they would probably come when they said, like, what happened to you?
当然人自然会问说，你发生什么事了？
Nothing.
没发生，没什么。
I wonder what he said. Well, I was laying there and I tried real hard. I went, and there I just popped up out of the grave. All to the glory of me. Me be glorified.
Oh, 不是, 他说,
I was dead, but no more. I went, here I am.
Oh, 我当得到荣耀, 你看我用力,
I think Lazarus said there's nothing I did.
我想拉撒路会说,
I mean, I was just laying there dead. That's all I was. I was just laying there dead. I know nothing from nothing.
我不过是个死人在那里,
and he called my name.
但是他,
and
叫了我的名字,
I got up,
我就起来了,
and I walked out.
我就走出坟墓了,
well, I hopped out.
我就跳出去了,
and then they helped me get loose, and here I am.
那他们就解开了我所有的捆绑,
and
我就在这里了,
it's what this man Jesus did.
我没有做什么, 是耶稣做的,
this man Jesus can take you out of death and bring you into life.
只有耶稣能够将我们从死亡带到复活里,
this man Jesus can do amazing things.
这个耶稣实在太棒了,
and wherever Lazarus went,
无论他到哪里去,
God was glorified.
神都在他身上得到荣耀。
I think it's the 45th verse. Therefore, many of the Jews who came to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him.
在这里 45节说到, 那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事, 就多有信他的。
See, the bottom line is never, oh, I'm glad I'm alive again, so now I can go have pizza.
归根结底说, 不是, 哦, 我现在从死里复活了, 我得去吃点意大利饼。
I get a few more years to live before I die again.
我还有几年可以活。
The bottom line is I was dead, but now I'm alive, and now he can be glorified through me.
重要的是说, 我曾经死了, 现在活过来, 好叫荣耀归给父神。
People are going to see you.
人会看见你的复活,
as they saw Lazarus.
就好像人看见拉撒路从死里出来。
And some people that see you and hear what Jesus did for you are going to, as with Lazarus, some of them believed on Jesus.
因为看见主耶稣在你身上的工作, 很多人会因此信主的。
Jesus was popular without Lazarus.
没有拉撒路, 主耶稣已经很受欢迎。
But Lazarus made Jesus more popular.
但是拉撒路的见证让主耶稣更受欢迎。
Other people came to faith because of Lazarus.
因为在这有许多人信主了, 就是因为拉撒路。
The next verse goes on and it says, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done, and they wanted to kill Jesus again, and they weren't happy about it. They didn't believe. They didn't put their faith in Jesus. That's in the 12th chapter.
在46节说到, 也有人呢, 去告诉法利赛人, 将耶稣所做的事告诉他们, 这些人听到了, 并不开心, 他们想要杀耶稣, 甚至杀拉撒路。
It's a very hard thing to understand.
这是很难叫人理解的事。
It's hard to understand when you got saved, and you came out of your stench, and your darkness, and your death, and you came to life, and then your best friend doesn't acknowledge it.
有的时候是很难的, 我们从黑暗, 从罪恶里被救出来, 我们的生命改变了, 但是有时候我连我们最亲近的好朋友都没有认出来。
Jesus said it quite well when he said, though one would rise from the dead, they still wouldn't believe.
主耶稣曾经说过, 就是叫死人复活, 他们还是不信的。
At the beginning of the 12th chapter, and I'm going to close with this, I promise.
12章, 前面讲到,
preachers say that all the time, they never mean it.
我快要结束了, 不过你知道, 讲道人常常用这句话, 他们不是真的这个意思。
Right. Never mind. It was 6 days before the Passover. Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. And here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor.
在这里月前六日, 耶稣来到伯大尼, 就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处, 有人在那里给耶稣预备一个筵席。
See, I like that.
我很喜欢这件事。
I like that Lazarus said, hey, Joe, you doing anything Tuesday?
拉撒路就跟他好朋友说, hey, Joe, 礼拜二忙不忙?
Fred, you come too if you want to. Would you like to come? Come on, come to
Fred,
my...
礼拜二有空吗? 来来来, 到我家来。
We're going to get together and we're just going to honor Jesus.
我们要一起聚集, 我们要给耶稣有一个庆祝。
I don't know who the people were that Lazarus invited. I don't know if Joe and Fred were there.
我不知道他邀请了什么人去这个筵席。
But I'm sure there were some people in that group that loved Jesus. They knew Jesus, they loved Jesus. And I would be surprised if there weren't people there that didn't know Jesus at all.
我相信所有邀请去参加筵席都是爱耶稣、认识耶稣的。
But you know why he raised me from the dead? Because he wants to be glorified through my life. And he can be glorified through my life as I bring other people to him.
你知道主耶稣叫我们从死里出来, 在我们身上得荣耀, 很容易一件事就是他要让我把生命带给我其他的人。
Lazarus didn't write a book, nor did he go on tour billing himself as, I was the dead guy and now I'm alive, come and hear me.
拉萨路没有特为此写了一本书或者到处游行高举自己做广告。
It's always the dead guy, but the one that raised me from the dead is Jesus, and we're going to honor him.
他很清楚他是一个死人，是主耶稣让他从死里复活，所以我要高举的是耶稣。
Let your light so shine before men that they would see your good works and glorify your Father.
将你的好行为照在人的面前，好叫人将荣耀归给父神。
Later on in this chapter, you find that Jesus talks about his own death.
在这一章里，你看到主耶稣讲到他自己要死的这件事。
Jesus, as we of course know, Jesus of Nazareth went to the cross.
我们都知道拿撒勒人耶稣后来钉了十字架。
He said, unless a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone, but if it dies, then it'll spring forth and bring much fruit.
他说一粒麦子若不死了，人就是一粒，若是落在地里死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
Death to self is not an easy thing.
死亡不是一个容易面对的事。
I don't know, because I've never died physically.
我个人还没死，所以我不是完全知道。
But I wonder if death to self is even harder than to die physically.
我不知道。
To die every day to self, to take up your cross every day is a difficult process.
所以每一天要舍己背起十字架跟随主也是一个困难的事。
I think there's some people that don't want it.
很多人可能不愿意这样。
They're not interested.
他们不感兴趣。
I want to do what I want to do.
我要做我要做的事。
Yeah, but is playing my video game 9 hours a day glorifying God?
但是如果一天花九个小时玩电动玩具是荣耀神。
I don't care who it's glorifying. I want to do it.
我不在乎我荣耀谁，我就是要这样做。
Is what I listen to or watch on TV or go see somewhere, is it glorifying God? Could I bring him and have him sit next to me and watch the same stuff?
我所看的，我所听的是荣耀神吗？我能够把主耶稣邀请在我身边一起看，一起听这些事吗？
Some people that aren't interested. Who cares?I don't care if it's glorifying God or not. I don't really care.
有些人不在乎，我不在乎是不是荣耀神，我就是要做我要做的事。
Because dying to self,
因为向自己死
is painful,
是痛苦的。
You know, when Jesus got to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Brother Z mentioned it last night, that's where really the story begins of the crucifixion.
就的主耶稣钉十字架的过程是在克西马尼园开始。
It didn't start when Jesus hung on the cross and was crucified.
不是在他在十字架上的那一刻才开始。
It started when he was in the garden and he said, Father, if it's a possibility at all, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done.
他这个舍己是在克西马尼园就开始了。他说，父啊，若是可行，把这个杯挪去，但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Yeah, Jesus wasn't relishing the thought of, oh, I'm going to die, let me go die. This is great, wonderful, crucify me.
主耶稣不是毫不在乎说，哦，该死了，让我去上十架吧。
But that's the way to glorify my Father, and I want my Father to be glorified. And if it means I go to a cross, it means I go to a cross. I just want him to be glorified.
我所要的就是让父在我身上得荣耀，即使这表示我必须要上十架，那我也愿意上十架，只要父得荣耀。
And Jesus went to a cross.
所以主耶稣就上了十架。
And 3 days later, he was raised from the dead.
三日之后，父神将他从死里复活。
By the glory of his Father.
借着神的荣耀。
Today he sits at the right hand of the throne of God.
他现在坐在父神宝座的右边。
And we praise him.
我们赞美他。
And we honor him.
我们尊崇他。
And we glorify him.
我们荣耀他。
And we thank him for taking us out of death and bring us into life.
我们谢谢他将我们从死里带进生命。
And we thank him for the Holy Spirit who he has sent to live in us.
我们感谢他将圣灵赐给我们。
That we could be sanctified, spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord.
好叫我们灵魂身体都得洁净蒙保守直到他回来的日子。
And he's changing us.
他每一天都在改变我们。
He's working in us.
他在工作在我们身上。
From glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
借着神的灵荣上加荣改变我们。
So we count it a privilege to take up our cross and to die to our own will.
所以我们应该觉得这是何等的特权，我可以背起十架来跟随他。
After this manner pray ye, not my will, Lord.
就像主的祷告，不按照我的意思，愿你的旨意成就。
So have it done on earth today, Lord.
愿你的旨意行在天上，行在地上，如同行在天上。
I pray that the Lord will help me.
我祷告主，你帮助我。
And all of us.
帮助我们每一个人。
If we're not alive, if we've never been wakened from the grave, if we're still lying there in our grave clothes, incarcerated in death and darkness. Hear his voice this morning speak to you.
若是你还没有得救, 你就要想你是那个坐, 睡在坟墓里面, 身上包裹了死人的衣服, 记得今天早晨,
it might be a still small voice that you hear on the inside, but you know it's his.
也许是一个微小的声音在你的心中,
Ernie, get up, wake up.
Ernie, 起来。
Whoever you are, wake up.
无论你是谁, 起来。
Come forth.
起来。
And let him produce in you the help that it takes by his Spirit for you to glorify his name.
借着神的灵将你苏醒,
Lord, fill me with your Spirit.
主啊,
fill me with your Spirit, Lord.
用你的灵充满我,
fill me now, Lord.
现在充满我,
why, Lord, that I might reflect your glory.
为什么呢? 好叫我能够荣耀你,
that you may be honored, because without you I can't.
因为没有你,
I'm sure that there are many of us here this morning that he's called, that we're saved, we know him as our Savior.
我相信在座很多人都已经被主呼召, 蒙拯救,
and our desire is, Lord, we want to be changed more. We want to know you better.
我们应该有一个渴望说, 主, 我要更多被改变, 更多认识你。
We want whatever holds us. We're not going to, you know, the tendency is, okay, you know you got a temper, you know you got this anger, you know you got a problem with this or that. Yeah, but everybody's got their... No, Lord, you want to free me of those things.
Amen. 也许我们会说, 哦, 我知道我脾气不好, 我知道我有这个问题, 那个问题, 不过没有关系, 但是我们今天早上说, 神啊, 我这些都不要, 求你完全释放我。
And you're able.
因为神能,
you're able to do it.
神能改变。
Lord, I pray that you'll come and you'll change me today.
我们的祷告说, 主, 我愿你今天就来改变我。
Oh Lord, fill us all with your glory.
主啊, 用你的荣耀充满我。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to glorify you.
哦,亲爱的主耶稣,
in our bodies, in our souls, in our spirits, we want to glorify you. We want to bring you the value and the worth that you deserve.
在我的灵魂身体上, 主, 我们愿意荣耀你的名, 叫你得着你当得的荣耀。
Lord, we pray that you'll help us and change us this morning.
主啊, 今天早晨就来改变我们, 帮助我们。
make us more like yourself.
让我们更像你。
Cleanse us and fill us with your Spirit that we might be channels, Lord, through which you can flow to others and we can bring the good news of the gospel through our lives to others that don't have any hope yet.
洁净我们, 充满我们, 好叫我们成为你的运河, 能够把生命带给四位的可人。
Fill us, we pray, Jesus.
哦, 主耶稣, 我们祷告你, 充满我们。
We just quiet our hearts right now before you.
主啊, 我们现在安静我们的心在你的面前。
Jesus, come, come, Holy Spirit.
主啊, 来, 主耶稣来。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵, 我们请你来。
Come, live out your life in us, Jesus.
进入我们的生命里。
Change us into your image.
改变我们像你一样。
We'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor.
让我们认真注意在凡事上将荣耀颂赞来归给你。
It's in your precious name we ask these things.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Could we sing together, fill me now one more time?
让我们再唱充满我好吗？